Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's turn to 1 Peter, the second chapter, and then we'll also look in Luke 14. 1 Peter 2, Luke 14. 1 Peter 2, 5 says, "You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to do something, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." So we're not talking about sacrifices to pay for our mistakes or sacrifices whereby we'll be saved by our good works. No, no, no. That's been bought and paid for. But we're talking about a love sacrifice. Not trying to save ourselves with it, but out of love, in service to the one who's done everything for us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
In Hebrews 13, if you'd turn there. Hebrews 13, we're given some specific examples of the kind of sacrifices you and I can and should be offering. Hebrews 13 and 15. 13:15 says, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." How many think it'd be a good idea to just go ahead and do that?
Yes.
Praise God when?
Continually.
When?
Continually.
Continually is like all the time, right? And that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. You know, when the conversation lulls and you don't know what to say, it's always appropriate to say, "Thank you, Lord." Huh? "Praise you, Master." It's always appropriate. Someone said, "Well, I think that's just a habit." Well, it's better than the one you got if you don't have it. Because you're saying something, right? Verse 16, "But to do good and to communicate." Now, that's an old English word, a King James word. That means to share, to give. "To do good and to give or share, forget not, for with such sacrifices," he's talking about the praise and the thanksgiving and the giving of material things, "with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." Well pleased. Now, sacrifice, let me read a definition of it for you. One definition says, "The surrender or destruction of something prized or desirable for the sake of something considered as having a higher value or a more pressing claim." A sacrifice, another definition says, "that which must be given or done or undergone in order to obtain a thing." A sacrifice. It's a price paid, not just for no reason, a price paid to obtain something more significant than what you're giving up.
That's right.
Right? Look in Luke 14 and you see him describing this. Jesus talking about this. Luke 14 and about verse 16 it begins. "Then said he to them, a certain man made a great supper and he bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said to him, I bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray you, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. And that servant came and showed his Lord these things. And then the master of that house was understanding. And said, I know you have a lot of things going on. And you can't always just come when I call. And that'll be fine. We'll catch you another time. Huh? No? No? No. Now, you know, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he was angry with them about it, what would he be with us? If we did the same thing, we're going to get the same response. He's not going to be pleased. And the master of the house was angry. He said to his servant, go quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as you have commanded, and yet there's room. And the Lord said to them, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. You know that is the Lord's desire, and that is his plan and his purpose, and it will stand. His house will be filled. The question is, with who? Right? A lot of people invited, but not everybody invited is going to wind up there, which is what he says in just a moment here. He says, for I say to you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. And another account of this, it says they weren't worthy. Matthew 22. His account says those that were invited weren't worthy. Now, why weren't they worthy? Worthy. The root word is worth, value. They didn't value his things, so their value was not there as far as having the opportunity. They missed opportunity. Did other people get to enjoy the benefits of the supper, other ones beside those who were first invited? Yes. Not the same people. Why? Because the ones first invited did not value and esteem the invitation and the opportunity. They had other stuff that was more valuable to them, that was more important to them, and they couldn't come because they had other things more important. And when you have other things that's more important than the Lord's things, you judge yourself unworthy. The Lord didn't do it to you. You did. You judged yourself unworthy of it. And I know sometimes people don't like to hear it, but it's true. Even though the Lord needs us, He does need us to do what He's got, His purposes and plans in the earth. Yet, as an individual, I nor you are irreplaceable. Even though He needs us, we can be replaced as far as doing a job in the kingdom. And He even said on one occasion, He said, if these don't cry out, the stones would cry out.
That's right.
Because they were bragging, saying, Abraham's our father. He said, God could raise up of these stones, children of Abraham. God can do things more than one way.
Yeah.
And He can do things with more than one group.
Right.
And if you don't appreciate and value the opportunity and invitation, He's long-suffering. Don't misunderstand me now. He's long-suffering. And He's more long-suffering than you are, or than I am. It's one of the things I am most amazed about Him, is His patience. Man, your patience will be gone, shot, and His is barely begun. But eventually, if people won't judge themselves, right? If people won't listen and won't do, eventually a job's got to be done and it affects other people. He will use somebody else. How many know God appointed Saul as king? Didn't He? But Saul wouldn't do what He told him to do, would he? He didn't appreciate, he didn't value his instructions. The Lord, through the man of God, gave Saul very specific instructions about a military campaign. Exactly what to do, where, when, and how. And he just made all kind of radical changes and did some things that the Lord didn't tell him to do and didn't do some very specific things that the Lord did tell him to do. And then when it came out, he made excuses and tried to act like, you know, it was okay. And so he didn't value the Lord giving him this place. He didn't value the Lord's instructions. And so the Lord said on another occasion, he said, I've found me a man after my own heart. Didn't he say that? I saw that as clear today as I've seen it. Why? Because many a time I've thought, you know, what exactly does that mean? A man after my own heart. And I know one part of it means this. A man who values what I value. A man who honors what I honor. Which, that's what honor means. Is to value something. And it's obvious that David, he understood some things about the honor of God. From some of the things that happened and some of the things he did and the way he did them, it's obvious. He valued things that nobody else saw value in. And it was he's a man after God's own heart. He values and esteems what God values and esteems. How many of you want to be a man or woman after God's own heart? What He likes, you like. What's important to Him is important to you. You value what He values. You despise what He despises. You honor what He honors. Right? That should be our heart and desire. And that's a big key to it going well with us when we do. Because what did He say? Those that honor me, I'll honor them. Now keep reading in this because all this flows together. He said, verse 24, I say to you that none of those men which were bidden or invited shall taste of my supper. Boy, that's sad to me, isn't it you? That you had an invitation. You were supposed to be there at the table and you're not going to taste it. That's sad to me. So what's the way to prevent this from ever happening? When He calls, go. Right? When He invites, when He calls, don't let there be anything that's more important to you or more valuable to Him. I don't care what kind of plans you had or what kind of things you need to do. When He calls, everything else is off the table.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.